for a low annual cost, then BristNet's American Produce Records is for you. Updated in real time and available on demand at BristNet.com/APR and optimized for tablet and mobile, the APR Online is the place for instant access to a wealth of information on North American thoroughbreds dating back more than a century. The annual price, $275. Visit BristNet.com/APR and discover why American Produce Records has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations and why a new generation is using APR Online.
Exactly. Giant's Causeway was represented by two more graded stakes winners last week. He's the leading sire of 2014 graded stakes winners. He's also the number one ranked sire on the juvenile sire list. Creative Cause by Giant's Causeway won grade one stakes at two and then went on to win graded stakes again at three while placing in two more grade one stakes, the Classic Preakness Stakes and the Santa Anita Derby. He holds the distinction of defeating every horse he ever raced in a crop of highly talented runners, Bodemeister, I'll Have Another, Union Rags, Paintner, Hanson, Gemologist, Doulahan, Liaison, Take Charge Indy, Optimizer. Out of the grade one winner, Dream of Summer, winner of over $1,191,000, Creative Cause is by a grade one winner and millionaire, out of a grade one winner and millionaire, and he himself, of course, a grade one winner and millionaire. Now, that's what you call a grade one pedigree. Stands for $15,000 live foal. Book was full in his first season at stud this year. First foals were due, of course, in 2015. Creative Cause at Mr. and Mrs. Brereton C. Jones Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com. And remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Horse Tales with Ursel Ellis, the horse capital of the world, bluegrass country. Horse Tales is all about the horses, the people, and the history of the thoroughbred industry. Now here's your host, Ursel Ellis.
Good morning, a good miserable morning. Hey, and it is miserable.
It's a little warmer, though.
Well, it is. The temperature is dropping,
but it's
though.
Dropping.
The rain stopped.
Now it's going down.
Well, let me introduce Michael Blowen, who, of course, jumps right in without introducing himself. Is on
yeah,
the air.
Don't want anybody to think that's me.
Least of all me. Most of all me, I should say.
I think everybody would agree with that.
That's a scary thought. Anyway. Well, Michael is here. However, Dr. Brian Waldridge is not going to be here. He had to take a trip this week.
He's at the AAP convention.
Yeah, in Alabama. I talked to him yesterday.
Salt Lake City.
Well, he hadn't got there yet. Yeah, it's where he's headed next.
Oh, okay.
He might be. When I talked to him,
follow him on the internet like Santa Claus on Christmas Eve?
No.
Where you know exactly where he is?
He called me.
Oh, okay.
And
just checking.
And he told me where he was, which was in Alabama. Then he is going to Salt Lake City.
Oh, no.
Then he said that he would probably be able to get here next week. And I said, make damn sure that you do.
Wow, he's such a thoughtful guy, isn't he?
Isn't he nice? Yeah, and this is the one they're going to honor Dr. our buddy, the guy from Northern Kentucky. Oh, for God's sakes.
Oh.
Yeah, never mind.
We'll find out, ladies and gentlemen. Our crack research department is headed in that direction right now.
I'm taking brain pills.
And we'll forget to take them. Have you seen those things on TV?
We're taking them.
What do you call them, friend?
Prevagen.
We've been taking them now for 2 weeks when we remember to take them.
Bobby
Copeland.
Supposed
to improve your memory.
Bobby Copeland.
Oh, they're honoring Bobby for something?
Yes, because he was one of the founders on the internet.
You said he's from Northern Kentucky.
Hell, he is.
He lives in Bourbon County, for God's
sake. But he's from Northern Kentucky.
Well, he can't help that.
He's a great guy. I know that.
Yeah.
Bobby?
Yeah.
We went over there to see him when he had Palace Malice over there for a few days.
Yeah.
And looking at Palace Malice and taking care of him. And boy, just standing around talking to him is such a thrill, listening to his stories.
You should see this. Did you get in the house? Or was it because it was clean?
No, he kept me outside.
Yeah, I thought so. He's got one.
That's all right. He wouldn't let Leroy Jolly in either.
Oh, okay. You've got to wipe your shoes.
He probably knows him.
But that's wonderful.
It's great that he's getting honored.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. I didn't know that. I went to his Thoroughbred Club of America when he was honor guest.
Yeah, that was fun.
And that was great.
He's certainly taken care of some great horses in his career, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah. He's
done
really,
a great
really,
job.
Really smart. He used to ride, you know. He rode racehorses.
He used
not on the track, but he used to exercise.
Yeah, he's got a picture of him on Hillgale when Hillgale was a yearling.
Yeah,
you know, that's the first thing he showed me. You know, he was really proud of that.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Well, you guys have a lot to talk about, I can tell.
Well, we go back a ways. Yeah. First time I met him, I went down to do a story. That's when I was with a racing form. And that was, I went to work in racing form in 1968. And I went down to they wanted a story on Bobby. And I went down there and wrote a story for him. And he had just got through treating His Majesty, you know. And he told me, says, you know, he'd been down to Florida where His Majesty was. He says, that horse is an eighth of a mile better than any three-year-old in the country, he says.
Wow. It's nice to get tips from people who know.
Yeah,
exactly. So because Doc can't make it this morning, I did, for later, I printed off I just happened to run across a cold weather tips for people that have horses.
Stay inside.
Okay. Cold weather tips for the horses.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, that'll be good to listen to.
Yeah.
You can always use that.
Oh. So I'll do that when Michael's done.
We have some quality information on this program.
Yeah. Well, the big horse got here.
Silver Charm got here. Yes. Yeah. He's greeted by about 100 people.
Wow.
One guy, I got a call from Beth, and she'd been over to the Keeneland Library that morning, and Betsy Baxter told her that, who works at the Keeneland Library and is one of the great people over there, told her that there was a guy that just was in there asking about clips about Silver Charm because he drove all night from New York City to see Silver Charm at our open house.
Oh,
another woman drove from New Jersey.
Wow.
I mean, he's huge, and the horse looks so great.
Well,
it's
hard
to believe. You know, you get these horses to take these long trips, and it's tough on them.
Yeah.
Bob Baffert's assistant, trainer, Mr. Barnes, was at the farm with his wife, Dana. And Dana was the exercise rider on both Silver Charm and Game On Duke.
Oh, fun.
So she got to see both of them. But he was telling me that when they took this horse to Dubai, when they took Silver Charm to Dubai, usually you come back from Dubai, they're 100, 150 pounds underweight. It takes a while to get that back on them. He said, a lot of people don't believe this is true, he said, but we weighed him before he left, and we weighed him when he got back, and he gained 10 pounds on the trip.
Ooh, that's wonderful.
And Sean McCarthy on HRTV repeated that story the other day when they were talking about him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is so smart, and he carries himself extremely well. I mean, he is so perfect, and
the pictures are great. Real high head.
Because he's looking around making sure everybody's in their place.
How tall is he anyway?
I'm not sure. Let me put it this way. When people are around applauding him, he's bigger.
Ah.
You want we've got a measuring thing at home, you know, a really good one. We ought to give it to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we don't need it anymore.
Sure.
Yeah,
great.
We'll get it for you.
Thank you. You can bring it over when you come see him.
Yeah.
Game On Dude's
nice
doing good.
Metal and
why not come over to get my recommendation letter?
Yeah, there you go. There you go. I love it.
I'm never going to get that.
I love it.
I got no shot.
I love it. We'll give you a gift certificate to the gift shop.
Okay.
So has Baffert sent a blanket for him?
Well, yeah. Brand new one. Beautiful. Gave him a tack box.
Oh, nice.
And
what are you going to put in the tack box?
Bob's been great.
Groom those things.
It's probably on eBay by now.
No. All the stuff's brand new.
What? What's in the tack box? You don't have
brushes
any.
And hoof picks.
Who's going to use the brushes?
We brush them occasionally, not very often.
I was going to say.
They don't need brushing. What do they need brushing for?
They don't.
Yeah.
They don't.
No.
Yeah,
you can store his blankets.
He's got three blankets.
Let him lay down and be a horse and roll in the mud.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, that's exactly how we got Gulch.
Is that right?
Yes. Bill Sellers, stallion man over at Lane's End, came over to the farm one day. It was a day much like today. Crummy day, cold, chilly, rainy, wet. The Lexington Shoeing School, Mitch Taylor and Sam, they do all our trims for very little money, and we're like their final example. Well, anyway, they were 3 days away from coming doing the horse's feet. Their feet looked terrible. They looked terrible. They're all muddy and crummy and wet, and their feet look like crap and all this stuff. And I said, there's no – so Billy comes over to the farm, and he's looking around to scope it out to see where they're going to send Gulch. I think there is no way in the world that Gulch is coming here. Mm-hmm. And when we got done with our little tour, he goes, you know, I'm going to recommend to Mr. Farish that he send Gulch to old friends. And I said, you are? And he said, yeah. I said, why? And I wasn't being disingenuous at all. I really meant it. And he said, well, I'll tell you. He said, we picked him up at Churchill Downs the night after he won the Breeders' Cup Sprint and brought him to the farm. And he's been there for 18 years. Yes. And he never gets any mud on him. And it's about time he got some mud on him.
That's great.
And Gulch is doing great. He's, you know, he's 30 years old. He'll be 31 in another few weeks. And he's doing absolutely terrific.
Yeah.
Taking care of himself. He's imperious. He's like Silver Charm. Just bring me my food. Make sure my water's clean, and give me some of that, you know, alfalfa mix, and then get lost.
Yeah,
exactly.
Leave me alone.
That's great.
Let me take a break here real quick. If I can get to the bottom of the pile here somewhere. Let me do this first. Mike McMahon's coming on.
He's a great guy.
You know Mike?
Yes.
Bourbon Lane.
Yeah, Bourbon Lane donated $25,000 for their own paddock at Old Friend.
Okay.
If you came there to see the horses, you'd see their nice sign.
Well, I've seen the sign. I've been over there since they started doing that. But he's coming because he's chairman of the Stallion Season Auctions for the Thoroughbred Charities of America. He's coming for that. But I knew he was from Bourbon Lane. Mm-hmm. What was the name of that lady? Where's the pencil? Give me a pencil.
Carolyn Carlson.
Ellen Carlson.
Carolyn Carlson.
Okay.
She's very nice, and she helps us an awful lot, too.
She was the one who was on?
Yeah. She's with the retraining program.
I was trying to find her name at home. Yeah, the retraining program. And I was trying to find her name at home, and I couldn't.
And I don't even take those brain pills.
Yeah, you just wait. We're going to be so smart.
I know, I'm part of the youth movement.
Some of the square of the two right angles. And think we'll have a hot
news of that was after two pills.
Oh, that's amazing. Just think what Thor will do.
Yeah. She'll be challenging Einstein soon.
Well, anyway, Mike McMahon is going. He's going to be here at the top of the hour. Of course, Michael and Brian will not be here this week, but he said he'd try to make it next week. We're going to have Steve Moody on. What's the feature down at Churchill today? They got a stakes race down there?
And Churchill's closed. Turfway Park's open.
Turfway Park. Oh, yeah, it's a holiday, whatever it is.
You need another one of those pills.
Eight pills. Yeah, they open Thursday. We win two races. That's good from here. And I'll try to do a little history this week. See what. Anyway, well, last Saturday at Aqueduct, the Grade 2 $400,000 Remsen Stakes was won by Leave the Light On, a two-year-old colt by Horse Greeley. The Remsen was just the third career start for Leave the Light On. He led at every call to win at the direct expense of Frosted. That's a colt by Tappet and 11 others. Bred by All Gold Racing, sold for $210,000 at the OBS April sale and trained by Chad Brown. Leave the Light On was making his first start since October 16 when he broke his maiden at Belmont. Horse Greeley has sired graded stakes winners in every crop of racing age. First came Clearly Now, winner of two graded stakes at Belmont, winner of another one at Gulfstream Park, placed in eight more stakes, six graded, including the Grade 1 Carter, and he has earned over $889,000 and is still going. Then Greeley, the champion two-year-old of his year in Canada, really Mr. Greeley, a graded stakes winner at Hollywood Park, and now the Grade 2 Remsen winner. Horse Greeley, winner of the Grade 1, now Grade 1, Del Mar Futurity, is by Mr. Greeley, and he stands for $2,500, payable one to Full Stands and Nurses at Claiborne Farm. Inquiries to Bernie Sams, and see the website at claibornefarm.com.
Hope all right, insurance.
Jackie, it's time for you to do something.
Oh, I was over here entertaining Michael. You know,
doing a very good job of it, too.
Let's see. Oh, we live in Bourbon County. We moved here about 26, 28 years ago. I can't remember. But
those pills aren't working yet.
Kick in. So,
drink more water with them next time.
Anyway.
Something tells me we poured our money down into a rat hole.
Rat hole? What's a rat hole? Anyway, when we moved there, people recommended Hopewell Company. That was a long time ago, but they've been taking care of our insurance ever since. They have extensive experience working with horse farms and racing stables. This is Joe and Ted McLean, and Ted used to train.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they cover our house, barn, vehicles, horse trailer, as old as it is, plus liability coverage. They've been right there whenever we needed them. We got struck by lightning a couple years ago and lost our wiring, and they were there, that afternoon, rewired so we could have heat and cook. Daggone it, I didn't like the cook part. But anyway, they're great. They work for us, not the insurance company, so they can offer the best coverage and most competitive prices from financially sound, reputable insurances, and that's insurers that's important. Contact the Hopewell Company. They're going to give you a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of what you've got now. Hopewell Company, 820 South Main Street in Paris, 987-2347. Or in Lexington, you can call them at 254-2431. You'll get great service, I guarantee it.
Well, another great outfit over in Paris, Kentucky, is the Clay Ward Agency. And they've been insuring the world's finest thoroughbreds for over 8 decades. That's a long time, you know, 8 decades. And I know my dad did business with him all the way back. He was doing business with him in the 1940s. I know that. It was founded by Mr. James Clay Ward, and he founded it and was successful, establishing a tradition of hard work, service, and a thorough knowledge of the horse business, and developing a great reputation for honesty. And those traditions are carried on right now by Shaq Parrish and Bruce Isaacs and John Hess at the Clay Ward Agency. So if you want to do business with people who know what they're doing, they give you a great shot, treat you right, call the Clay Ward Agency to insure your horses. It's over in Paris, and here's a number. It's 859-987-1861. The Clay Ward Agency is very closely affiliated with Indian Creek Farm, which, of course, is also over in Bourbon County. Gorgeous farm. And their tradition is for raising runners and selling top-quality bloodstock at the major sales. It's a great place to board your horses. They are superior horsemen. They treat your horses the way you would want them treated. And they've raised so many runners over there. It's a long list. So they'd be glad to talk to you about it. And that list just keeps on growing and growing. So call Shaq Parrish or Nikki Dryan over at the Indian Creek. Or check the website. The website is IndianCreekKY.com. IndianCreekKY.com. And the phone number is 859-987-7443. Michael, did you see the Kentucky Derby future wagering pool out? Did you see the list? Did you see who was the individual favorite on there? Did you see it?
I don't know what it closed at. Who the individual favorite was?
He was 9-1. Of course, the field
right is 3-5 or
3-5 or something like that. Okay, it's a horse named Dortmund.
Oh, what a race he ran!
Well, you saw the race.
Oh, yeah. I bet on him.
Well, according to, Amelia Foyon raised him, you know, he's by Big Brown. She bred him and raised him over at her farm, over at her former farm, and she's all excited about it. And I would be, too. You know, he won first time out at Santa Anita by 4.5 lengths, and then they shipped him here and ran him going a mile and 35 and change, and obviously loves Churchill Downs.
Yeah, he adores it.
That's a plus.
You know, the other angle is he's a Baffert horse, and that's when Dana and Jimmy Barnes came to see Game On Dude.
Oh, yeah.
And then he went in and won both of those. Bob Baffert won both of those races, with the one with Opportunity, the Clark, and then he won that one, too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he's got Dortmund and the other horse, American Pharaoh's right up there in the...
They won two.
Mm-hmm. They won two?
Yeah. And then so
that'll make him real nervous. He won't be able to sleep till May now.
I have heard by the grapevine that he told somebody that Dortmund was his best 2-year-old.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Now, I think
what really matters is who's the best 3-year-old.
Well, that's true, too, but it's just right around the corner.
But I bought a couple of $2 tickets and some long shots in there.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're always doing that.
It's fun.
You ever hit one of those?
Yeah, I had California Chrome at 45-1.
Did you? I think, champion 3-year-old. You think you'll get horse of the year?
I don't know. It's wide open.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's wide open.
Yeah, the filly might get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she might.
Stephen Chris said he's voting for Powell's Mouse.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Huh. So, yeah, it's really wide open. You could throw a ring around 8 or 10 of them, I think, which is going to be exciting. And I don't know if I'm going to get to go to the Eclipse Awards or not, but I'm going the Friday before the Eclipse Awards. And then on Saturday of the Eclipse Awards is the Sunshine Millions at Gulfstream, and I'm going to that.
Foo.
Wow, pretty cool, huh?
Who's paying the fare? Somebody must be.
Well, exactly. No, there's a group. There's a great group of racing fans called Thoroughfan. And it's a national group of, and every year, the Friday before the Clips Awards, they have a brunch. And this year, they're honoring old friends.
Good.
Mm-hmm. And my friend Mark Otto is sponsoring it with the Red Brand Fence.
Wow, that's nice.
So, yeah, it should be nice. How do you get free tickets to the racetrack?
Oh, that's...
And a nice seat.
Oh.
Well, that's
on Saturday.
Good. Yeah.
The seats are hard to find at Gulfstream.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, especially on that weekend because it's such a huge weekend, right?
Yeah, I haven't been down there since they remodeled it. Last time I was down there was in the 70s, I think.
And we went. Oh, they've had three remodeling since then.
Oh, stop.
Jack and I flew down there to watch a horse run at Calder. Something that we bred. I forget what it was.
I drove by there about a year or two ago. And I hadn't been in Florida in a long time. And, I mean, it used to be, it wasn't wall-to-wall people. I mean, that's the most crowded place I've ever been in my life.
Yeah,
South gives Florida. Gives you claustrophobia. I mean, oh, my word, just people stacked on people. It's incredible. It's like downtown Manhattan. So
I don't even like downtown Lexington.
Me either. It's too crowded. Well, no, downtown Lexington's never crowded.
Well, it's getting there. It's coming back.
Yeah.
It's coming back.
It is coming back. It really is. It's beautiful. They're doing some great things down there.
I like the ice skating thing. That's fun.
That's all I need is to go ice skating.
Nobody said anything about you. I like the
breweries. They got all those breweries down there now. They're fabulous.
Country Boy, you really like the breweries.
Yeah, there you go. You have to keep your finger on the brewery.
But, you know, you got the magazine place where you can actually go buy a racing form down there.
Yep. Hey, the racing
Kentucky Theater is fabulous.
We're still not in.
Still not in. I just ran over. So,
no racing form this morning.
Nope, not yet.
I'll be damned. It rained.
Well, today's my favorite day at Gulfstream. My favorite day of racing at Gulfstream Park since they got, because today's the claiming crown.
Oh, is that today?
Yep.
Yeah.
I love it. They always have full fields.
Yeah.
And you see,
well, of course, the Saturday form's in. It's a Sunday form that hadn't come in.
Right.
They're late delivering it. If you make a run for donuts or something after a while, would you check?
Yeah, I'll check again. Yeah.
Okay. No, I like to.
I'll wait around.
For $8, you can wait around.
Yeah, I'll wait around. $8 an hour is pretty good.
$8.
I'll take that.
Well, they make additions that are smaller that don't cost that much something. If you just want a Gulfstream. I don't know if you can get them. I don't know if you can get them here or not.
Get them at Gulfstream.
Oh, fine. Yeah, spend $400 going down there.
He's going. He's going. He's one bragging about going.
Yeah, I'm bragging about going. It's really nice of them.
Yeah.
This is what happens. It's the same thing Robert Lewis said after Silver Charm won the Derby. You know, it's amazing what a good horse will do for your life.
That's the truth.
It's true.
It is.
It's all over the world. You know, this is so great, though. I got a wonderful email from Mr. Matsuda, who runs the JBBA. And
Japan
Blood Horse Breeders Association.
Okay.
And, you know, and he, at the end of this very kind note, he said, I think this is going to be the beginning of a long, wonderful relationship.
Oh, good.
So I wrote him back, asked about charismatic. Might as well get greedy, right?
Yeah, right.
Might as well try to run out the string.
Well, listen, strike while the iron is hot.
Charismatic?
War Emblem.
War Emblem's down there.
Mm-hmm. 49er.
Yeah,
so I think 49er's still alive.
Wow, he would be older than.
Yeah, he's really old. He'll probably stay there.
I bet he's not.
They have some. You know, there's some really really good horses. Olive and others there, I think.
Wow. Now is that all up on the northern up in Hokkaido?
Yes.
I've been
in fact, they were the. It was the. You were there under different circumstances.
Yeah. Right.
I think that they're the sister city to Lexington. Where the stallions are.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Something we can't pronounce.
Yeah, I can't pronounce
where
it.
In France?
No, in Japan.
Japan.
Oh, my goodness.
Sister city to Lexington is where the stallion station is, where Silver Charm was.
Oh.
And Gary Stevens called me. He can't wait to get up here and see him. So he was going to come on Monday, but he said he got a mount on Sunday, and he's got another one he's got to run on Wednesday, so it squeezed a little too much because originally he didn't have a mount on Sunday.
Is he at Gulfstream?
No, he's at Santa Anita.
Yeah, well,
but he was going to fly all the way in here. He's going to fly all the way in here at his own expense just to come see Silver Charm.
Los Alamitos is where they're running now.
Yes, running some nice races there too.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Who is this gentleman coming?
Don't know.
I don't know. That might be my next guest.
Look at him. He can't wait to get rid of me. You know what I mean? I come here every week.
He and Diane have a lot to talk about.
Yes, they do. Let's keep them separate, can't we? Don't let them get together. They wouldn't be able to sit together if they went in the same school. One would be in the front, the other would be in the back. Now, don't you sit next to each other. It would work out really good. But there's Opportunities Race. That was a nice race.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Bourbon Courage. Is that Mike?
Mike. I don't know. Is it back here?
Yeah, it's Mike.
Yeah. That's Mike.
Well, he's got come sit down here with you. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get him in here. Mike, come on in. Well, she would be.
Huh?
She would be. He brought his team with him today. Yeah.
Oh, good. I know his team.
You do.
He came to the farm to see the horses.
Ah. Good. Brandon John Deere.
We got a great picture of him with we retired one of Mike's horses, a horse named Johannes Bourbon.
Yeah.
And what's really cool is all their horses for Bourbon Lane have Bourbon in their names.
There you go.
The best one they have is Bourbon Courage. I think that's the best one.
Yeah, well, he's a good colt.
Yeah.
Let me do a set of commercials and then we'll sit him down with you guys. Hey, Mike, come on in and sit down here. Okay. You know Michael Blowen.
Oh, boy. How are you, Mike? Good to see you. Hi, Mike. You remember Madison and Aiden, Mike?
Hi. We'll be right with you. I'll do some commercials here and I'll be right back with you. Well, December 3 in France, the Prix Petit Etoile was won by Privet Heads, a 3-year-old filly by First Defense, bred and owned by Judmont Farm. Privet Heads bested 10 other 3-year-old fillies by an impressive 2 lengths to register second consecutive win. She's the first stakes winner out of the group stakes winner Privety, a full sister to group stakes winner Zindari. And Privety is pretty typical of the quality of mares covered by First Defense since its first crop at the races with such superior runners like Close Hatches and Dundonnell. For instance, waiting in the wings are two full sisters to Close Hatches. A filly from the first crop by the First Defense that won 5 Grade 1 stakes, earned over $2,700,000, and for 2 straight years has been an Eclipse Award finalist. Then there are such current 2-year-olds as Tomboline, winner first time out and then second in 2 group stakes, Lieutenant Caffey, winner of his first 2 starts, Kazuri, who finished first in 2 of his first 3 starts and then placed in stakes, and the filly Irish Jasper, winner first time out by over 8 lengths. Grade 1 stakes winner First Defense by Unbridled Song. Out of the Grade 1 winner, Honest Lady, a half-sister by Seattle's Flute Empire Maker, stands for $10,000 live foal at Judmont Farm. Inquiries to Garrett O'Rourke or Aaron Fry and see the website at judmont.com. Well, Sally Van Service has been in business now for over 60 years, and I don't see how they stay in business making these free trips for old friends. And
they hauled that. They hauled Silver Charm down from Arlington Park.
Did they really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a great outfit. Yeah. Sally Van. Yeah.
Terrific.
Yeah. I remember when Bobby Maxwell founded that thing over 60 years ago. Bobby, I'm telling on you now. Over on Versailles Road behind the gas station over there. And they've been hauling horses ever since. And, well, since then they've hauled many of the greatest runners ever to step on a racetrack. I guess you'd have to include Silver Charm among that group.
That would be great.
And, you know, it's pretty obvious that their vehicles and equipment have to be in tip-top shape. They build them themselves, take care of them themselves. But the single most important safety factor is the ability and experience of the person behind the wheel. And over at Sally Van, they're very proud of their drivers. And they should be because they're experienced drivers and experienced horsemen, and that's the winning combination. So think about that the next time you ship your horse. I don't care if it's across the county or across the country. When you load that horse in a Sally Van, you depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. Sally Van Service, 255-9640. Let me try that again. Sally Van Service, 255-9640. And it's a great place for over a century. Half a century, Sally Vans have been the safest way to the winner's circle. Here's a website, sallyhorsevans.com. Well, overanalyze and it stood this year. Covered a full book of 151 mares. Breeders took a look at him, like what they saw. And why not? He's a superb individual. He was a $380,000 sales yearling. He was also a runner, ranking among the leading 2-year-olds of his year with an assignment of 120 pounds on the experimental and a Grade 1 stakes winner again at 3. He won the Grade 2 Futurity Stakes and the Grade 2 Remsen Stakes at 2, a pair of races noted for winners that went on to become top sires. Next year, he won the Grade 1 $1 million Arkansas Derby, beating the likes of Preakness winner Oxbow who retired for a fee of $20,000, overanalyzed as the son of the deceased successful sire, Dixie Union. The sire also of Union Rags, and of course, Union Rags entered stud for $35,000. Overanalyzed, one of two grade one winners produced by his dam, and winner of over $1 million stands for $10,000. You don't have to pay it until the foal stands and nurses. He stands at Windstar Farm, and his first foal to do next year. For more on the Windstar stallions, call Darren Fox, Sean Tugel, or Kyle Wilson at 859-873-1717. See the website at windstarfarm.com. Well, Mike McMahon has stopped in, and he is affiliated not only with Bourbon Lane Stables, which is they're doing, you all are doing a lot of work over there, Mike, with Mike Bowen over here.
Yeah. Well, so far we've only got one horse, which means they're taking really good care of theirs.
Yeah, we look after our horses. Aftercare is a key component of Bourbon Lane.
Yeah. Scoot a little closer to that.
Sorry.
There.
Yeah, it's my first time on your radio show, so I got to get into this here.
Yeah, you're part of the youth movement, Mike.
Yeah. At the ripe young age of 43.
Exactly. That is youth, believe me. I put it doubled up on you.
Well, you're looking good.
Well, you know what they say about that? A polecat looks good. You know? But anyway, well, Mike is also the chairman of the Stallion Season Auctions of the Thoroughbred Charities of America, and they donate money to, well, tell me about it. Who you donate money to, Mike?
We donate to everybody. I mean, there's the backstretch employee groups from New York, Kentucky, anywhere in the country. You know, there's lots there. There's for research to Gluck. There's, obviously, taking care of the horses, that's a big part of our thing. There's a place in every state that gets money from Thoroughbred Charities. So it's over 500,000 last year, and it's over 20 million since founding.
It's pretty impressive. Really amazing. It's really amazing. And they do just a spectacular job.
How do I get on that list?
Huh? Because well, you're a nonprofit. That's a good start.
Yeah. Well, the lady that runs it for us is named Erin Crady, and I'm filling in for her. But she runs the grant application process.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you what, that grant is as big as that book that's here on this counter. I mean, it's an inch and a half thick, and these applicants fill it out line by line, and she goes through it with our committee. And it is a fine tooth comb to make sure that money gets out to the right places and not to the hands of people that aren't looking out for what they're supposed to be looking out for.
Well, I got no shot because Erin knows me.
Erin's great. She does a
She'll
great job.
She'll just pitch your application.
Yeah. I won't even bother filling it out.
You know, and Mike's Mike's absolutely right. You know, the procedure is amazing. It's like getting audited by the IRS. I mean, they want to make sure that the people that they're giving the money to are really doing, as they said, you know, what they're supposed to be doing. And the great thing about the TCA is that it's spread out so that, you know, it helps the people, it helps the horse, it helps everybody around racing that may need some assistance.
There were 74 charities last year that got a check from TCA.
Well, you got a big shindig coming up.
We got a big shindig coming up. It's our 25th anniversary. So we're, you know, this thing started at Herb Mullis's living room. I was a kid. I remember that I was probably 18 or 19 and went with my parents. And now it's joined in with, it's here in Kentucky. It used to be back in Maryland back then. And so this is the 25th anniversary, the silver anniversary. And we've got Tom Durkin coming to MC it. And we're going to really honor the people that have consistently donated money to Thoroughbred Charities over the last decade, in particular last decade. But these are our biggies, and you can imagine who they are. They're the big people in the business, and it's a fitting tribute, I think, for them.
You're having it out at Keeneland.
At Keeneland, yep, we've had it there. And we're going to have Arthur Hancock's band playing music for us, so we'll try to stay up late and have a big time.
It's a great party. Aside from everything else, it's a really, really fun party.
Is this Arthur the third or Arthur the fourth or both of them?
You know, I don't even really know.
I think it's supposed to be both of them.
Both of them?
Yeah.
Well, they're great.
We know it's Arthur the fourth for sure, and Arthur the third is being a little reluctant at the moment, but don't worry about it. He'll show up.
Well, I didn't know Arthur the fourth had a band, but, you know, I've listened to them play together. Father and son, they're great. They're really entertaining. I mean,
it'll be great. Trust me. The auction's always a lot of fun. The auctioneering is top notch. We bid on
12 stallion seasons live, and the farms that donate these seasons are really generous, and the bidding is hot and contested. So it's a good party, believe me.
Yeah. Who are the 12 that will be live bidding on?
You know, I can't tell you right now. Erin has that list. I guess I could tell you, but I don't know if she's really made it public yet.
I think I've got it. I just wanted you to say it.
She hadn't sent it to me, in a list form. I know that we got Medaglia. Have you got a list there?
Yeah.
Let's see. Is it on this thing here for 12
page,
seasons?
Go to page 2.
Oh, here we go. She's got it right here written for me. Okay, so she's got Malibu Moon, Medaglia, Tis Now, We'll Take Charge, Into Mischief, Distorted Humor, Congrats, Bodie Meister, Blame, and Warrior's Reward. So there's my list right there in front of me. I was just going to make it up and be wrong, but
and maybe some other people would come.
We've got some neat non-season items, too, and We're working on something really exciting with Sentient that we don't have. I can't give you all the details for yet, but there's going to be a round trip to somewhere warm and sunny in the middle of wintertime.
Could use that today.
Yeah, could use that today. Yeah. There's going to be some neat items.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm. It is fun.
Yeah. What do you do with Bourbon Lane?
I started Bourbon Lane in 2010 with Jamie Hill and... You know, Jamie and I run a bloodstock agency, McMahon Hill Bloodstock, and we started Bourbon Lane, to be a way for people to get into the horse racing business with less risk. Let's put it that way. Uh-huh. It's, you buy into three horses instead of one. You don't buy in on a marked up basis. You buy in on the same price that we buy the horses at. And we manage it aggressively to try and prevent cash calls. And we start out with an expense budget for each horse and, We try to put them where they can win, and we don't try to hang on to them if they're not that good. We try to retire them.
Where are you racing?
Well, today we have one at Aqueduct. We had one at Turfway that was scratched. We have that's today. Mm-hmm. We've got horses going to Oaklawn and Tampa right now. We've got horses at Palmettos, and we've got a horse at Santa Anita.
We've got
15 horses out there scattered around that are Bourbon Lane horses. And, obviously some of them are stabled at Keeneland as well. So, there are Bourbon Lane horses everywhere. And that's only part of our business. We buy and sell a lot of horses for our private clients. And we've got horses all over the country.
Who's got your horses at Keeneland?
Kellen Gorder and Charlie LaPresti.
Oh, whoa. Yeah, good friends of mine.
Couldn't be better than those two.
Yeah, that's great. Kellen's a good horseman, so's mm-hmm. Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We got a horse with Charlie for the first time this year, and course with Dan and everything. I mean, I think the partners were more excited to see Dan
in the next fall.
Charlie's so generous, he could just be given tours. I mean, he'd stand and talk to anybody that walked up, and he's great for the business.
He's got his farm down at Athens.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been down there, Mark?
No, I want to go though sometime. Charlie and Amy have been great to us.
We'll have to go down there and just to see your wise Dan.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Successful Dan's down there now,
I think. Yeah.
So, we need a horse named Bourbon Dan.
Bourbon Dan. the horse that we've got with Charlie is named Bourbon Happens because it does indeed happen. So
that's great. Yeah.
There was a nice lady from Bourbon Lane Stables in here a couple of weeks ago.
That was Carolyn Carlson. She told me what a great time she had.
And you all had a horse in the last race at Churchill that day, and I looked it up and it won.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she said it was going to, and I didn't read anything, you know. What? I'm too cheap to bet.
Well, that's our Colonel John Philly, Bourbon Warfare, and she's been a really – we actually bought her as a foal for our pinhook stable.
Uh-huh.
And
do pinhooking too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I bought about a dozen weanlings in November for our pinhook partnership.
Oh.
And Jamie and I do that together also. So they're right at our farm. Our farm is on Hedden Road in Versailles. It's right adjoins Windstar on the west side.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's a beautiful farm. We bought it in 2005.
We've got good neighbors.
We do. We have good neighbors. We had a heck of a week. We bought the farm and Madison was born. So that was a pretty busy week. May of 2005.
Nice.
Yep.
Well, that's fun. Where are you from, Rudy?
I grew up in Saratoga. I've lived here since 1995.
Oh, okay. You live down here now.
Well, my wife's the vet at Windstar, so we live at Windstar.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, what an arrangement that is. I wondered why a lot of these seasons were donated by Windstar Farm.
Well, Elliot's been a very generous donor, and Mr. Trout lets him do do it, and that's good. And we support the, you know, the some of the things that they like too. I mean, the their grant applications come from. Let's see, I can tell you who that is right now. What's Elliot's Christian charity on the backstretch? I forget what it is.
I've tried to get Elliot on the show and trying to get him to stand, right. You know, to stand still. He's usually, you call him and he's gone. He's gone, you know.
It's one of Racetrack Chaplaincy. That's Elliot's one. And there they are, Racetrack Chaplaincy of America and the Kentucky Racetrack Chaplaincy.
Yeah.
Both get thoroughbred charities, grants. Yeah.
Well, you know, aren't you honoring Graham Motion this year too?
Yeah.
Graham Motion and Cantor.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be great.
Yeah, we've had the Cantor people on. We try to support all the charitable. Well, Lisa Malloy over at runs Rerun now.
Right.
She, my wife's on the board of directors with mm-hmm. Rerun.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, she's a, not my wife, but Lisa's one of the best I've ever seen at converting horses off the racetrack and finding them future homes. We gave her a filly several years ago. Off the track, she was a bleeder, and we didn't want to run her when she bled, you know. And she had her within 3 or 4 weeks, just ready, you know. Gave her to a little girl up in Michigan, and she's got a great home up there. And Lisa does a wonderful job.
Yeah, you know, everybody's doing their part, which is really, really great.
Yeah, very good. We'll see. I got to catch up here.
All right, I'm gonna go.
You gonna go?
Yeah.
Where in the heck are you going?
I'm gonna go feed Silver Charm carrots so he is not mad at me.
Well, I meant you can do it. You can do a quilling.
Oh, okay.
As soon as I do this one, you do
yes,
it.
Sir. I gotta go pick up my order over there.
You got
little Silver Charm demanded a new halter. He didn't want to get his picture taken with his old halter when Silver Charm showed up. I gotta go pick it up.
I hope you're paying for this one.
I am.
Okay.
But not full price.
But yeah. Poor Ralph. All right. Well, Invisor was elected to Racing's Hall of Fame immediately becoming eligible. It was an honor richly deserved. Invisor is a proven sire runner, including a first crop graded stakes winner. He's standing for a fee of $4,000 live foal. You look a long time to find his equal standing for such a reasonable fee. He's siring hard-hitting runners at tracks from coast to coast. Graded stakes winner also has won over $331,000. New York stakes winner Invading Humor has won more than $304,000. Expression, he goes in a stake in New York today, has earned over $400,000 up in almost all his races have been in New York. Distorted Beauty stakes placed at Belmont. She's earned over $226,000. Saratoga stakes placed 516s, earned over $116,000. Holy Invader over $100,000. Photon over $300,000. Stakes placed Chichaco over $100,000. And the list grows on and on. So if you want a runner in your racing stable, breed the Hall of Famer Invisor. $4,000 live foal at Shadwell Farm. Inquiries to Stallion Manager Kent Barnes and see the website. ShadwellFarm.com. Quillen Leather and Tack down in Paris, Kentucky. They are the nation's largest custom halter shop. Ship out over 20,000 halters a year and give away about that many, I think, to old friends.
And we put them on eBay.
Yeah. They don't wear them very long.
No, they don't.
They just pass through.
Get them going.
You legit them out.
Move them in, move them out.
Yeah, move.
You see, the horses don't get the lead, but those halters do.
Yeah. Well, they're the best.
They are the best. They look great on people's walls.
Yeah.
And on the horses.
And on the horses, huh? Do you leave a little mud on them when you're all
course?
Yeah, yeah. You don't just go out there and rub them, man. You do put them on them for a little while, though.
Yeah. You know, yeah. This is a Ralph Quillen. Well, first of all, if you go to Quillen Tack, before or after you go, you have to go to Rooster Brew and see Ralph's brewery. You know, I went in there to order some stuff, and I'm probably telling tales out of school, but what the heck? That's what we do here, right?
We lie a lot.
Those nice women that are in the store said they haven't seen him in the Quillen since he opened the brewery.
Oh, is that? Well, I drove by the other day, and his car was there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, he probably leaves it there and takes a taxi down to the brewery.
I was in a hurry, saying I wanted to stop. I got to stop in and buy some Christmas cards. They've got a good selection over there. And a great gift shop if you've got
it. Yeah, it's a terrific gift shop.
For children and adults, you know. Let me tell you how to find it. It's in Paris. If you go from the Lexington area in the old Paris Lexington Road, just keep going straight to go to the third stoplight and look to your left. Stop in and see Ralph and all the nice people in there and shop around and everything. And then get in your car and then just keep going right on down Main Street there about seven blocks, I think it is. And you'll find a Rooster Brewery.
That's it.
Go in there. They've got over 100 different kind of beers. Have one of each.
If you go in the back, Ralph looks like the mad scientist in the back with the test tubes and everything. Yeah. Manufacturing his beer.
I've never drank the beer that he owns himself.
Oh, no?
Well, he gave me something in there one night. I tell you what, I mean, I don't know what it was. They served it in a shifter.
Yeah.
Instead, you know, I thought it was
probably one of those bourbon or Belgian ales that they served in those.
Oh, I don't know, but one was about all I could handle.
Yeah.
I tell you what, that stool got awful high. You know, I could tell you.
Some are 7%, 8%.
Huh?
Yeah.
But whatever. It's fun to go in there. You always see somebody you know. It's Rooster Brewery and Quill and Tack.
You should go to the brewery first. Then you'll be a little more easy when you get to Quill and Tack.
Yeah, if you can make it.
Yeah. Open up your wallet a little bit more.
All right. Well, in racing last weekend, the Grade 2 $200,000 Kentucky Jockey Club Stakes was won by LK Bear. 2-year-old Copa Scat Daddy and the Grade 2 $250,000 Hawthorne Gold Cup went to Red Rifle, a 4-year-old son of Giants Causeway. And yet another runner by Giants Causeway, this one a 5-year-old, Big Casanova, won the Grade 3 Native Diver Stakes at Del Mar. El Cabrera was bred by Russell Wood Farm, sold for $250,000 at the OBS August sale. Led from wire to wire to take the Kentucky Jockey Club Stakes, finished second in the Grade 2 Nazareth Stakes in his previous start, and he's won a 14 2014 Stakes winners by Scat Daddy. 10 of one graded stakes, 3 grade 1. Red Rifle was bred by Twin Creek Farm, Tom and Nancy Clark, and sold as a yearling at Keenan for $250,000. The Hawthorne Gold Cup was his third stakes win of the year. Big Casanova is an Argentine bred. He's the 18th 2014 stakes winner by Giants Causeway, and 14 of the 18 have won graded stakes. He's the nation's number one sire of 2014 graded stakes winner. He's also the number one ranked sire on the 2-year-old sire list. Scat Daddy and Giants Causeway to Ashford Stud. For more on the farm, call 859-873-7088 and see the website coolmore.com. All righty. I am talking to Mike McMahon and Michael Blowen. And Michael, you said you were checking out, but you don't have to.
No, I got to go. We got to tour it today.
You got it. And you're giving it?
Yes.
Mike, he's going to Keeneland.
I know.
Going to Keeneland. I'm going to Keeneland later. Go to the simulcast later.
Where's the farm's in, Jackie?
The chapel. I'm going to chapel. Don't call me.
Okay.
I'm going to chapel.
I'm going to
my place of worship.
Yeah. What? Well, that might be true. With the former going to a chapel, I know better than that.
I go with the worst handicapper and one of the best jockeys who ever lived.
Who's that?
Crugay. Jean Crugay.
Well, the best thing about him...
We call him Chalky.
You can't understand anything he says, or...
He's a great guy. We have a lot of fun.
I was contemplating having him on the show. I'd love to have him on the show.
I'll translate for you if you want.
Well, you'd have to.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the problem.
I will.
I couldn't understand a word he said.
No, he's... he tells the best stories. He's got great stories.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the one who said that the best horse he ever rode was Horse the Flag.
Yep.
And he rode Seattle Slither.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that's what he says. But I think he's... I think he liked the people that own Hoist the Flag better than he liked the people that own Seattle Slough. I think that influences...
Either that or he likes to see the shock on people's faces.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, he was unbeaten, too, but...
No, that's true.
But he didn't... And he won. Everything he won was easy.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, all right.
And Billy Turner is the Seattle Slough trainer, so he's still got a couple up in New York.
As he does.
Yeah. You see him at Saratoga every once in a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The racetrackers never leave.
No, I try not to.
I don't know how I got out of there, but I did.
Look at this. Jackie's here with the donuts.
Yeah.
Kid, you got your donuts? Okay, good.
I told him a great joke.
What?
All right, here we go.
I told the kids this great kids joke. Why was Tigger looking down the toilet? He was looking for poo.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Yay. 1, 2, 3. Tell your mother that.
1, 2. Are we still on the air? 1, 2, 3.
You just lost all your sponsors.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Goodbye. Untear these up. All right.
Well, on that note.
Yeah, right.
I got to say one more thing before you cut me off here.
Yeah, and you got to go to the party. You got to go to the TCA party. It's okay. really great.
Yeah, we have that's what I was going to say. Yeah. And we got a lot of tables to sell.
Yeah.
And we've got tickets available. Let me give you the phone number. It's 859-276-4989. Or you can go to www.tca.org. And we've got opportunities for advertisers. We've got sponsorships. And we couldn't say no. If you had a great auction item you wanted to put in our live or silent auction, please ask.
Have you got some more things about that auction that you can mention? He's checking
out. Sure, yeah, there's a great trip
to the silent. Some of the items. Let's see. Tickets to the Triple Crown races, African Safari, air transport from Tex Sutton, a two-day experience at the Porsche Sport Driving School, men's Rolex. There's a big list here.
Wow.
Two-year lease on a 2015 Dodge Ram 4x4 crew cab from Chrysler on Nicholasville. That's a new item this year. That's a really big – that's a really neat item. I can't imagine what people are going to pay for
free lease. Fabulous.
Let's see. And we got lots of halters, shadow box halters, like we were talking about. Mucho Macho Man, Tap It, Untappable, Tapature, Beholder, Malibu Moon, and a lot more.
Oh, boy.
That auction starts online, actually. I don't know if you guys have done the online part. We started doing that with Starquine. Starquine helped us out. So we start that online auction several days before. It opens at 9 a.m. on Monday, January 5th, and closes at 5 p.m. Friday, January 9th. So from the 5th to the 9th, there will be about 200 seasons online auction, plus these non-season items that we just talked about. Then we'll go to the live auction at the actual event. It's really fabulous.
And of course, it goes to great organizations.
Over 70, splitting up 500,000 last year.
It's fabulous. Yep. Yeah. And boy, ask the feed guy in Versailles if he wasn't glad we got that grant.
Yeah. You're right.
He was beginning to think he was a charity,
Jim,
too.
Jim, yeah, I think he does think that.
Yeah.
Jim's a great guy over at Versailles Home and Garden. He helps us a lot, Southern States and everything. But yeah, he lets us ride for a while.
Oh, well.
Nice. Suckers.
He always gets paid. Now, be nice. All right, Ursula. I'll see you next week, buddy.
All right.
With Brian, I hope.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I'll keep you posted on everything else. Mike, as always, it's great to see you.
You too, Mike.
And we'll give Johannes Bourbon extra carrots today.
Good. Take care of him.
All right. I want to just ask you a couple things more about Bourbon Lane, if you don't mind. You
know? Yeah, sure. Yeah.
What do you look for when you go to Pinhook Weanlings?
Well, that's not Bourbon Lane, but we keep our groups kind of separate, just because some people like to race and some people like to sell. But when we Pinhook Weanlings, we buy colts and fillies, but we're more heavy towards colts because I like the upside in colts. We try to buy a range of proven and new stallions. We try to buy hot stallions and stallions that we think have chances.
What do you look for physically?
Oh, we look for really solid horses.
Yeah.
We topped the July sale this year at Fasig Tipton with one of our Pinhooks. It was sold by Hidden Brook Farm. And he was kind of unique because he was actually by a cold sire, but his female side was so good. And we really loved his brother who hadn't even run yet. Mm-hmm. And that became – his brother was Hopportunity. We had tried to buy Hopportunity as a yearling, and we were outbid on him. And when his younger brother came up in the weanling sale, we bought his younger brother.
Yeah.
And then we were able to capitalize when Hopportunity
was that a full brother
through Oakland. No, half brother.
Yeah.
Our horse
Hopportunity
was by
any given Saturday.
Any given Saturday, and our horse was a cowboy cow.
And a cowboy cow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Cowboy Cal stands at Pin Oak and you know, really hadn't had the commercial success yet, but this colt was a 10 physical. He was a gorgeous animal and showed himself well and was the pick of the litter at Phasic July.
Yeah. Well, he's getting a shot at Pin Oak.
Yes, Pin Oak's great.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We like their stallion alternation that's there.
Do you buy them with the idea of putting them in a sales?
I like to have an idea what sale we're going to.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, you kind of buy them with an idea of where you're going, but you got to be flexible and not stuck on your ideas because horses change.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's nice to have an idea. Sometimes I've even bought them and I said, I think I know who's going to buy this one from me as a yearling and get it right. But
do you pick them out yourself?
Jamie and I.
Yeah.
And Kelsey Lupo, who works for me, and Natanya, my wife, she vets them.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah, that's our team. That's our four.
Very smart. Marrying a vet. You know that.
I was lucky. We were working for Robert Courtney Jr. I'd been working here. I'd worked for Scotty Schuhoffer and came down to work the sales. And it was 4 a.m. when I met Natanya at Keeneland, and we were in Robert Courtney's shed row. I'd been working for Courtney, and she turned out to be his neighbor.
Yeah.
And she was in vet school at Ohio State, and that's when we met.
Oh, okay. Now, that's Robert Courtney Jr.
Jr.
Yeah, right.
Well, it was Courtney Sr. and Jr. then. And,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
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 So, Bob Courtney Sr. is a wonderful man.
As good as it gets.
Yeah, it really is. Well, that's fun.
Yep, yep. Yeah. So I did get lucky and marry a vet.
Well, I thought maybe you planned it that way. Say, we need a vet. No. Well, I'll marry one.
Well, it was a meeting in a barn. I said barn, not bar.
Well,
she's done real good. She's been at Windstar really since they started. She was worked for Dr. Baker over at Woodford, and, uh-huh. and she's working now, and she's been at Windstar with, you know, Larry McGinnis has been there, the Stallion Man. I don't know, you probably know Larry, and of course Elliot's been involved the whole time, and a couple of people in the office, but there's very few that have been there the whole time. So yeah,
I'd like to have her on a show.
She'd be very entertaining for you. She could tell you some stories.
Oh, I'd write something down on something here.
Sure.
Give me your cell number. Your name and for what's it, Tanya?
Natanya.
Natanya?
Yep.
Well, that's great. That's a great bunch of horses over there at Windstar.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And they do a whole lot of charitable things, you know. Like I was looking at that list of seasons, you know, and Distorted Humors and Bodemeisters and the things that they were, you know, that they donated.
Mr. Trout is a generous man. He's got a big vision for the business, so you got to appreciate that.
Yeah.
And Bill Kasner, I mean, he's not with Windstar currently, but what a generous person that is, that you don't know.
Yeah, well, that's great. All right, once again, that auction is going to be on Saturday, January the 10th at 6:30 out at the Keeneland Entertainment Center. And you need to make sure you go to it.
Get your tickets, get some tables, get your people together.
Yeah.
Support, because 95% of that money comes back. We only pay Erin enough so that she can live.
Oh,
all that money comes right back into the industry, and it comes into the people that need it and the horses that need it.
Well, I told Erin to come back. Are you welcome to come back, coming up after the first year, you know.
We'd love to be able to get a little more advertising out. I mean, it's a great event, but we need people.
Yeah. Well, come on by.
Okay.
Anytime. Thanks, Mike.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. Goodbye, kids.
Bye.
You got chocolate on your nose.
They'll come back for the donuts every week.
All righty.
Thank you.
All right. Well, did you see that 2-year-old from the first crop of Lion of David break his maiden Sunday at Del Mar? His name is Firing Line, and he was bred in Kentucky by Clear Sky Farms, and he's some kind of runner. He whipped a full field by 4.5 lengths under a long hole with youngsters behind him by such sires as Warfront. There were two by Indian Charlie, Super Saver, another solid sire. Firing Line was sold for $65,000 as a weanling at Keeneland's November sale. He was sold for $150,000 as a yearling at the phase he tipped in July sale. Then, after he worked a quarter in 20-1, he was sold for $240,000 in Keeneland's April 2-year-old in training sale. Looks like a bargain. Everybody's made money on him. He's one of 8 2-year-old winners from Line of David's first crop. 8 others have placed, and 2 are stakes placed. Line of David won the Grade 1 $1 million Arkansas Derby, and he stands at Spendthrift Farm. Are you ready for this? $2,000, payable when the foal stands and nurses. And he's eligible for Spendthrift's popular Breed Secure program. You can't go wrong. Call Des Dempsey, Brian Lyle, or Mark Toothacker at 859-294-0030 and see the website at SpendthriftFarm.com. All right, a couple of products that I happen to believe in, both developed by one of the nation's fine veterinarians, one of the best, Dr. Steve Alday, from down in Shelbyville, and that's Lubricin and Reborn. And they make Lubricin for both people and for horses, of course. Started out with horses, but I take it. They make some for people, and what it does, it sustains the integrity of joint fluid, and I need all the help I can get. So I take it every day, the Lubricin, and it's a lot of the top trainers in the country use it. Todd Pletcher uses it, and Jerry Hollendorfer, and Mike Maker. Tony Dutrow uses it. mention just a few of them. And the other product that is very important, especially with the foaling season right around the corner, is Reborn, and it's 100% sterile, whole concentrated natural bovine colostrum, and it's safe. It's easy to use as a dietary supplement for horses of all ages, and I would start my foals with it, and because it strengthens the immune system, and that's very, very important to fight off diseases and so forth. And Lubricin and Reborn are the two products. And go to the website and to learn more about it, lubricyn.com, Reborn, reborne.com. And both of them are all natural. They're test-free. You don't have to worry about passing a spit box. And you can buy it at Old Friends. The human kind, I know for sure. You can get both of them at KBC here, right here in Lexington, and Horse Sense down in Versailles. So that's two very fine products. So go to those websites, lubricyn.com or reborn.com. Well, pedigree consultant Alan Porter writes of Alternation, quote, "What makes Alternation such an intriguing stallion prospect is his proven ability over classic distances and a pedigree that has a background of both top class and speeds and classic stamina." He might have added that Alternation has the confirmation to go with it and that he descends from the same female family of the high-class sire, Broken Vow. Impressive credentials indeed. Alternation is won by one of the most popular and successful sires in North America, Distorted Humor. He's out of the solid graded stakes mare Alternate, winner of over $550,000, and a daughter of Seattle Slough. He received a full book of mares in his first season of stud this year, and if he stamps his foals with his own confirmation, they're going to be knockouts. Alternation, a multiple graded stakes winner and a millionaire, stands for $7,500 payable when the foal stands in nurses. And he's a Pin Oak stud. Inquiries to Clifford Barry or Nancy Stevens. Here's their number, 859-873-1420. See the website, pinoakstud.com. All right, Jackie, we are at the top of the hour. Is it a little chilly in here, or is it just me?
Oh, I thought it was. See,
you
I
all
have
right?
a real heavy sweater on.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm all right then.
Now, can I do my vet segment since I'm not a vet? And
go ahead.
We don't have a vet today, and I'm saying this. It got it off the internet, but I know most of it.
We get your wallet?
I left my racing form here somewhere.
It is his racing form.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm all the way back for that. And
mine's at home. Got
all right.
Pick. All right. Now I'm all ready to go.
All right. Gotcha.
Got everything now?
I think so.
That was Mike McMahon who went off and forgot his racing form and his pen.
Oh, okay. I thought it was yours. Bressy said something, and I said, no, that's Ursula's.
Saturday form, I left my Saturday form at home. It was Sunday when I was looking for
it. Yeah, it's not here yet. But
you
I
didn't bring me any
again.
Coffee?
No, I didn't know. I've never brought you coffee. You've never asked for coffee.
3 weeks in a row, I asked for coffee.
He's lying through his teeth. Take another one of those brain pills.
Okay.
Okay, here's what happens in the winter. If the water is just like ice, if you go out and break ice and the water's real cold, they can get dehydration colic because they don't drink as much when the temperatures drop. So you kind of have to watch and make sure they're drinking enough water in cold weather. They drink a minimum of 10 to 12 gallons of water a day. It's even more when they're ridden, like if you fox hunt or something. You have to make sure they drink more. So the idea is don't let the horse's water get too cold. Ideally, it's between 45 and 65. Or you can really warm it up for senior horses or horses that don't want to drink. Now, that's one reason why we have heated waterers, the heaters that are put in. As I was saying, when you're going to run water lines for waterers, go ahead and run electric. If you don't want to hook it up now, you want it later. But those heaters keep the water warm enough that they'll go ahead and drink. And if you have a problem with that, you can always heat up some water and take it out and dump it in there because they really, 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 they love warm water in the winters. So do cats. Barn cats go nuts over warm water.
They sure do.
Yeah. So, you know, just have to pay attention because you can get colic, and you also have to have unlimited access to plain white salt block. And if you're hunting or doing riding in the winter, be sure to use electrolytes, because that'll help out too. You can also add warm water to your feed. I don't like to do that. But don't do bran mash. It does more harm than good. So anyway, that's the tip of the day for this winter, because when it gets cold, they've got to drink. And heating up that water is like a present to give them.
And we have Varn and water. It's never really good.
Yeah. And we have those heaters. Let's see. They're metal. And they got a heating coil on them. And they plug in where we've had the electric run. We turn it. We finally learned to just cut the power in the summer, in the spring, and flip it back on in the fall. So they don't freeze, and they do not get, 33 degrees or something. And for crying out loud, when it gets cold enough to freeze, you really need to take a bucket out of warm water. Just heat it up. If you don't have a hot water heater in your barn, those plug-in things. You plug it in, and it's got a heating coil on the end of it. And
I'm scared of those things, but be careful.
But you don't leave them.
No.
You can just plunk them in the water and heat it up, and then unplug it and use it. And then if
we
you
had
need
a guy
water,
over in barn, well, it was 25 at that time. He set a fire over there one time.
Well, you can't go off and leave stuff like that. You have to have a little sense about what you're doing. But there are ways to go about it to keep the water warm winter. So,
very good.
What time is it?
Huh? Oh, it's 5 minutes after, 6 minutes after.
You want me to do some announcements or not?
Oh, okay. Let me do this. We're going to get Steve on.
Oh, good.
When do you want to do it? Right now?
I want to know what he thought of the game. Woohoo!
All right. Well, we'll do it right now. I'll catch up when we'll get him on and see what's going on. Yeah, I want to ask him about that game, too. November 29 at Aqueduct, the Grade 1 Cigar Mile was won by Private Zone. 5-year-old by Macho Uno. And that same day at Woodbine, the $250,000 Coronation Futurity went to Decision Day, a 2-year-old colt by Macho Uno. Bred and sold as a yearling at Keeneland by Adina Springs, Private Zone led from flagfall to finish. 22-44, 108-1, 134-1, and he won by 5. He went into the Cigar Mile off a closing third in the Grade 1 Breeders' Cup Sprint following a win in the Grade 1 Vosburgh, and he has now earned over $1,521,000. The Coronation Futurity was just the third start and first start in a stakes race for Decision Day. Macho Uno, Sav, a 2-year-old stakes winner and a 5-year-old stakes winner on the same day, Sav Grade 1 stakes winners at distances from 6 to 10 furlongs, stands in Adina Springs. Joining him there is his best son, Mucho Macho Man, winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic and over $4,471,000. Macho Uno stands for $20,000, Mucho Macho Man for $15,000. Fees due when the foal stands and nurses. Call the farm at 859-987-1798. Take a look at the website at adinastallions.com.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300, WLXG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
Well, Giants Causeway was represented by two more graded stakes winners last week. He's the leading sire of 2014 graded stakes winners. He's also the number one ranked sire on the juvenile sire list. Creative Cause by Giants Causeway won grade one stakes as a 2-year-old, then went on to win graded stakes again at 3, while placing in two grade one stakes, the Classic Preakness and the Santa Anita Derby. He holds the distinction of defeating every horse he ever raced in a crop of highly talented runners. Bodemeister, I'll Have Another, Union Rags, Paintner, Hanson, Gemologist, Doulahan, Leoson, Take Charge Indy, Optimizer. Out of the Grade 1 winner, Dream of Summer, winner of over $191,000, Creative Calls is by a Grade 1 winner and millionaire, out of a Grade 1 winner and millionaire, and of course he himself is a Grade 1 winner and millionaire. Now that's what you call a Grade 1 pedigree. He stands for $15,000 live foal. Book was full in his first season at stud this year. First foals are due in 2015. Creative calls at Mr. Mrs. Pregnancy Don's Airdrie Stud. See the website at airdriestud.com. And remember, the Airdrie Stallions are your key to racing profit.
Sally Van Service has been, and that's a winning combination. Think about that the next time you ship your horse, whether it's across the county or across the country. When you load your horse into a Sally van, you can depend on the fact that the person behind the wheel is one of the best in the business. The folks at Sally Van Service wouldn't have it any other way, and that's why for more than half a century, Sally Vans has been the safest way to the winner's circle.
All righty. Well, I have Steve Moody with me now on the phone, and Steve is the author of the Kentucky Handicapper Sheet, which is published by Bloodstock Research Information Services. And Steve, you're doing Gulfstream today. Is that right?
Yeah, we'll be doing Gulfstream all winter, Ursel, for what they call the championship meet starts today.
All right. Well, they're running a bunch of stakes down there today, aren't they?
Yeah, they've got the Claiming Crown is the down there today, and of course they got about seven stakes races. But we'll do the finale, which is the $200,000 race. That would be the 10th race. Mile and an eighth, 3-year-olds and up, called the Jewel Stakes. Big Field, which is pretty much the norm for the day today. They've got full fields about every race. 14 drawn for the Jewel Stakes. There's one scratch. That's the four horse Catholic Cowboy. So we got a field of 13. Fast and firm right now down there at Gulfstream, 80 degrees.
Shut up. I was there.
So anyway, got a pretty good group here. I think there's several ways you could go. I went to the horse who's on the outside, drawn the 12, now will be in the 11 hole. That's Paige McKinney. This the Pennsylvania bred that's having a just an excellent year this year, started 11 times, got 6 wins, 3 seconds and 3rd from those 11 starts this year, and I think this gelding is going to be sitting in a pretty good spot early on. There's speed on the inside with the one horse, Cerro, the 3 Kings Over. There's speed on the outside from the 14 Congenial. And I think this horse will be laying off of all that speed. Should be able to get a decent position going into the fairly short run into the first turn. But I think... they turn for home. He's going to be right there. He looked to take over at the head of the lane and get the job done here. Yeah. Went to the inside for the place horse, the 2 horse Dolly. This is another one that's having a really good year. A 11 time winner. Those Julian Leperoux has the mount on Dolly. Been a very consistent performer. Should get a pretty good trip from the inside. He'll be running at the end. And then the horse who has the rail, Cerro, is one of the front runners. Should be able to sort of kind of hang on,
Livingston,
grab part of it here. So tough race to start out the winter there in Florida. We're going to go with the 12 horse, Paige McKinney, 12-2-1. In the Jewel Stakes, the finale of the Claiming Crown.
All right. Well, what did you think of that game last night?
Ugly.
Ugly. It was an ugly game, wasn't it? It was ugly. Boy, they call that thing tight.
Neither team neither team could throw it in the ocean if they were standing on the beach.
Well, I thought it looked like almost like two different games. The first half, they pounded us on the boards. I mean, they beat us to death on the boards. And then the second half, we started, I don't know what he did. I don't know what adjustments he made, but they started getting some shots and started hitting some shots. And they did a whole lot better job on the boards in the second half. I'd love to know what he did.
They did win the battle of the boards for the second half. I think they won maybe by, I want to say maybe four or five possibly. But I mean, you know, we just, we had that spurt there at the start of the half, and scored, 10 straight, I think, and, jumped out there 36-26 and they stretched it all the way out up to, 16. But then, Texas, battled back and, it is a little interesting. Of course, they didn't get their they had that streak going of, you know, three-pointers made 907 games in a row, and they finally, you know, Andrew Harrison finally made one there at the pretty late, at the three-minute mark. So they just could not find the range at all last night.
Well, they did. They didn't shoot many threes, did they?
I think they were. I think they were about 1 for 12.
Is that right for the game?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, 12 in a game is not many.
Well, it's not. No, it's not going crazy with threes, but at 8% sort of stands out.
Yeah. Well, they certainly improved in the second half. I don't know what adjustments. I don't know enough about it to see what adjustments he made, but they did something different because it was they sure looked a lot better in the second half. No two ways about that.
With all the NBA scouts that were there last night, that Willie Cauley-Stein made himself a lot of money.
Well, he put 21 points, 11 rebounds, 5 steals, and 3 block shots. That's pretty good night's work, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, good God almighty. Yeah, yeah, he looked great. He really did. Yeah, but well, I was surprised. But the comment that Calipari made after the game, I don't know if you listened to it or not, but he said, that Texas was says they're every bit as good as we are.
Well, I think you have to give them a lot of credit. You know, they came in here and played us pretty tough, and of course, they're one of their best players. You know, didn't play at all. He's hurt, so their guard. So yeah, they'll be
and a point guard at that.
Yeah, they'll be a tough. It'll be a tough matchup if we have to play them in the tournament come March.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we got a lot of room to improve offensively, I think. The defense is still good.
We can't be much worse than we were offensively, that's for sure.
That wasn't very good. Wasn't very good. All righty. Oh, listen, we're on early next week. Of course, they're playing North Carolina, so it's 8-10 next Saturday. So I just thought I'd bring that up. I forgot to announce it earlier, so I'll announce it while you were listening. How's that?
All right, Ursula.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Steve Moody, with the, it's a Gulfstream handicapper sheet now, and you can buy that wherever you get a daily racing form. Pick it up.
It'll just be online for a Florida sheet.
Just online. Not at Keeneland even?
No.
No, okay. Online, and go to brisnet.com, BRISNET.com. You can pick up that goes to the Florida handicapping sheet. Okay, thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right, Ursula.
Well, last Saturday at Aqueduct, the Grade 2 $400,000 Remsen was won by Leave the Light On, a 2-year-old colt by Horse Greeley. The Remsen was just the third career start for Leave the Light On, led at every call, won at the direct expense of Frosted, a colt by Tappet, and 11 others. Bred by All Gold Racing. Sold for $210,000 at the OBS April sale. Trained by Chad Brown. Leave the Lights On. Was making his first start since October 16th when he broke his maiden at Belmont. Horse Greeley, his side, graded stakes winners in every crop of racing age. First came Clearly Now, winner of two graded stakes at Belmont, another at Gulfstream, placed in eight more stakes, six graded, including the Grade One Carter. He has earned over $889,000, and he's still going. Next came Gold Greeley, champion two-year-old this year in Canada. That same crop, Really Mr. Greeley, and won graded stakes at Hollywood Park, and now the winner of the Grade Two Remsen. Horse Greeley, winner of the Grade One Delmar Futurity. It's now Grade One. It was Grade Two when he won it. It's by Mr. Greeley, and he stands for $2,500. Payable when the foal stands in nurses. He stands at Cleburne Farm. Inquiries to Bernie Sam. See the website, cleburnefarm.com. Well, my good friend Hill Parker and his lovely wife, Reagan, have been in the real estate business for over a dozen years. And, of course, I met Hill when we was training. We were both training horses out here. We've been friends for a long time. Had him on the show many moons ago, and not too long ago had him on anyway. But anyway, they're great real estate people. They're great people to do business with. They're somebody that'll work real hard for you. They just sold a farm for a friend of ours down in Bourbon County, Nina Hahn. And Nina, I talked to her, and she went on and on about the service that they gave. And she said, I was real nervous all the time about selling this thing, and they would calm me down, and they got it done in record time. So they really do work hard for you, and they really know what they're doing. And that's very important in the real estate business. You can trust them. And they've got a great website. It's lexhorsefarms.com. They've got great listings there. They've got farms all over Central Kentucky and Fayette and Bourbon. Got several over close to us over in Bourbon County and Jesmond County and Woodford County, Scott County, Clark County, you name it. Got an outstanding variety of location sizes and prices, which is important. If you're looking to buy a place, well, they can match your what you want to pay to a piece of property that would be the perfect farm for you. That's Hill and Reagan Parker, and let me give you their phone number. It's Lexington number 859-608-8039. And go to that website and look it over, lexhorsefarms.com. Well, if you haven't seen the first foals of a country day, you're missing the boat. There's something special. There are three over at Fred and Nancy Mitchell's Clarkland Farm. You know what kind of runners they breed. Well, I'll just mention a couple of them. Eclipse Award winner Beholder, Into Mischief. They were both bred by Fred and Nancy Mitchell at Clarkland Farm. So, you know, if they like him, there must be something there. Call Pope McLean over at Crestwood Farm. That's where Country Day stands. And talk to them about taking a look at some of his first crop weanlings. Country Day himself was a runner, versatile sprinter with a Sprightstown speed. Now, Sprightstown has been extraordinarily successful at stud. You're looking for his name on the sire list, start at the top. And Country Day's dam was a crack graded stakes winner, Hidden Assets, the dam of three stakes winners, and the daughter of Mount Livermore. This is the famed female family of top sires, Aladar and Grand Slam, and a host of others. Country Day won stakes on dirt, turf, artificial, earned over $500,000. He's a bargain at $3,500 doing the foal stands and nurses. Ask about possible breeding incentives and call Pope McLean over Crestwood Farm. 859-252-3770 and see the website crestwoodfarm.com.
Yes, sir.
You want to do your announcements now?
I sure will.
That'd be nice.
Start off with, I'll mention again, the 25th Annual Select Stallion Season Auction, Saturday, January 10th, 6:30 p.m., Keeneland Entertainment Center in Lexington. It is unreal. Tom Durkin's going to be the MC, and author Hancock number 4 and Friends is going to provide the entertainment. And let me tell you what, the price of it, admission is worth just to hear author and play. He's really good. So, Canner is going to be ordered with the Industry Service Award, and Graham and Anita Motion with the Allaire DuPont Leadership Award. Now, what did he say, some of those auction things? My gosh, it's unbelievable. They're going to have 200 stallion seasons. It's a great way to get to horses like Blame and Bodie Meister and Distorted Humor and Into Mischief and Malibu Moon and on and on and on. It's just, anyway. Here's what's up for auction. Tickets to the Triple Crown races, all of them. African Safari Vacation. Now, see, if you bought that and then you bought Equine Air Transportation with said Tech Sutton, maybe you could hook a ride to Africa with Tech Sutton and go on your safari. I've often wondered about tagging along. I could be the groom, one of the grooms, and when they go to Europe, you know, go yeah. over there. I got license. What the heck? Ooh, two-day experience at the Porsche Sport Driving School. Boy, I bet that's wild. A man's Rolex Oyster watch. Two-year lease on a 2015 Dodge Ram 4x4 crew cab. That's great. Shadow box halters, all kind of stuff. I mean, that kind of stuff is unreal. Now, they've got advertising sponsorships still available. Tickets and tables are still available. Let me tell you, they go pretty quick. Hey, you know what? That would be a nice present for somebody to get their parents or husband to get the wives or vice versa. Tickets and tables, it'd be a great idea. 276-4989. I pulled this off the webpage for Masterson. Masterson Station Park, you know, is public riding. You can go out there about any time and take your Coggins and just ride. But since the weather is so crummy, you can use the indoor if you reserve a spot. It's $15 an hour for a single rider, $25 an hour for two or more. You have to pay when you get there. You have to have reservations, and you have to pick up the poop. You have to leave the ring as it was found. Now, it's available Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, every Tuesday and Thursday evening until 8. But you have to have a prior reservation. Tuesdays are reserved for lessons. So weekend days, it depends on if it's available. Call Georgia Ackerman at Parks and Recreations or email her at gackerman@lexingtonky.gov. I'll give you a phone number that looks like her cell phone, 559-6065. You know, if you can't find that kind of stuff, you can always call the city county government and they will give you the numbers. But what a nice thing. The parking is nice. You can get out there. You can park right there by the indoor and unload and have yourself a nice time. Now, Keeneland has cataloged 1,610 horses for its upcoming January Horses of All Ages sale. It'll be, of course, in Lexington, January 12th through the 15th. It's really a great sale. It's very strong. The catalog will be online Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and it'll be mailed out December 18th. So it's a wonderful sale. I love to go just to look and drool and keep my hands in my pockets. Oh, Jockey Club registration deadline is approaching. All unregistered yearlings and two-year-olds must be registered with the Jockey Club by December 31st, or you will get a late fee. Now, yearlings go from $550 to $800 after the 31st of the yearling year, and from $800 to $2,025 for a two-year-old. Now, you can register online. Isn't that amazing? Just go to the Jockey Club's website. My goodness. How about that? You can do it online. Okay. My friend Lisa Malloy with Rerun is sent out the thing. They've adopted out six horses. And it's really great. So we want to congratulate Lisa Malloy. She's the best. She gets these horses off the track, and she first day they she keeps them up and checks them out, makes sure they're healthy and all that kind of stuff. And then the next day she turns them out, and by day three or four, she's on them. And she brings them in, and the barn doors, it's a great big barn, and they follow her around. She doesn't lean around. They follow her. They love her. I've got pictures of them halfway in the tack room while she's doing stuff. I mean, she's a genius with horses. Oh,
can I interrupt you?
Okay.
Get right back to you. Okay.
Okay.
Well, December 3 in France, the Prix Petite Etoile was won by Privet Hedge, a three-year-old filly by First Defense, bred and owned by Judmont Farm. Now, Privet Hedge bested 10 other three-year-old fillies by an impressive two lengths to register her second consecutive win. She's the first stakes winner out of the group stakes winner, Privety, a full sister to the group stakes winner, Zindari. And Privety is pretty typical of the quality of mares covered by First Defense since his first crop hit the races. With such superior stakes winners as Close Hatches and Dundonnell. For instance, waiting in the wings are two full sisters to Close Hatches, a filly from the first crop by First Defense that won five Grade One stakes, earned over $2.7 million, and for two straight years has been an Eclipse Award finalist. Then there are such current two-year-olds by First Defense as Tomboulaine, winner first time out and then second in two straight group stakes. Lieutenant Caffey, winner of his first two starts. Kazuri, who finished first in two of his first three starts, then placed in stakes. And the filly Irish Jasper, winner first time out by over eight lengths. Grade One stakes winner First Defense by Unbridled Song. Out of Grade One winner Honest Lady, a half-sister, by Seattle Slough, two Empire Maker, stands for $10,000 live foal, stands at Judmont Farm. Inquiries to Garrett Worker, Aaron Fry, and see the website at judmont.com. Well, horses raised on products from McCauley Brothers won five stakes last week. Four of them were graded and two were Grade One. Private Zone, winner of the Grade One Cigar Mile, was raised at Adena Springs. Opportunity, winner of the Grade One Clark, was bred by the partnership of Betts DJ Stable, Kidder, Betts, and Robin Alton, raised at Betts Farm. The winner of the Grade Two Hawthorne Gold Cup, Red Rifle, was bred and raised by Twin Creeks Farm, Tom, Nancy Clark. Leave the Lights On, winner of the Grade Two Remsen, was bred by All Gold Racing, raised at Winchester Farm. Consumer Credit, winner of the Weight of Wild Stakes, was bred by Stone Street Thoroughbred Holdings. So far this year, horses raised on products from McCauley's have won 186 stakes, 100 graded stakes, 27 Grade One stakes, and there's more. The individual favorite in the first Kentucky future wager pool is undefeated Dortmund. Winner first time out at Santa Anita in impressive fashion, and winner last Saturday of a one-mile allowance race at Churchill, but even more impressive fashion, won by nearly eight lengths. Dortmund was bred by Amelia Foyon and raised at her Bonaterra farm. So to raise them the right way, call Mike Warren or David Longmire at 859-873-3333 and see the website at McCauleyBros.com. You're always welcome to stop by the office at 111 Broadway in Versailles. McCauley Brothers, that's where it's all about the horse. Well, my Sunday edition, for some reason, hadn't arrived, but I guess it'll be there by the time I leave here. I don't know why it hadn't, but anyway, it hadn't. But they've always got great articles in there by outstanding writers. And, of course, they've got the past performances from, you know, some of the leading tracks, you know. Of course, Turfway will be in there and Gulfstream and Aqueduct and Law and tracks like that. And the Daily Racing Form, of course, is that Sunday edition features the breeding edition. Or portions of it, I should say, because they put out articles all week long. The thing for you to do is to sign up with the Daily Racing Form breeding. What you do, you go to the website drf.com/breeding and sign up for it, and they'll send it to you. It's just as simple as that, and it keeps you well informed. You'll find in-depth breeding news and sales and auction coverage and just a whole lot more. It's a great addition to the Daily Racing Form, and of course the Daily Racing Form is racing's Bible, and so I would suggest that you do that. Go to that. Once again, let me give you that website one more time. It's a great place to advertise too. It is drf.com/breeding. Daily racing form. Can't go wrong with that. Well, all right. All right, Jackie.
Okay, I just got a thing on my cell phone that is for Masterson Equestrian Trust. They're the ones that keep raising money and doing things for Masterson Park. They're having an online Facebook Pamper Chip fundraiser. Here's how it works. Go to the website, click on attend. There's no live show for this. What you have to do is buy, you can buy stuff, and it's not very expensive. It's really nice, though, and they make great gifts. And you, like, they have insulated tumblers, is what I see. Anyway, this thing is Monday, December 15th. That's a week from the day after tomorrow, and you can find it. It's called Pampered Chef Masterson Equestrian Trust Fundraiser. So that's kind of a good
way
to...
What's the website, Jay?
Masterson Equestrian Trust. Just Google it.
Oh, okay.
And then look for Pampered Chef. They got all kind of really great Christmas present-y kind of stuff for a chef. Cooking stuff and dishes and that kind of thing. It's a really nice brand, actually. Okay, now here's something for Resi. They are having Dancing with Barbara Ann School of Dance at the Spirit of the Horse show at the Alltech Arena. They had it last night. How'd it go? Did you hear?
I was working.
It was, he was working, but it went well. Yeah, good. You're going tonight.
Yeah.
Okay. It is tonight at the Alltech Arena. I don't have what time it is, Russ. There it is, 7 o'clock. Yeah. 7 o'clock. Tickets are 15 for adults, 10 for kids over 12. Children under 12 get in for free. And the best part about the kids part, Magical Barn Tour. Hundreds of people went last year. It's back for a ticket price of $5. You can get tickets online at kybdressage.com or just go out to the horse park. It's really, you know, what a neat thing. And cheer for Hannah.
That's right.
That's right.
I've got an announcement. We're on from 8 to 10 next week because of the UK North Carolina basketball game. 8 to 10.
Basketball.
Yeah, we'll be over to
that'll be a good one.
We'll be over to HBPA office doing a show next week.
Yeah, heads up, Leroy. We're going to be over, taking over.
Over by Barn 28.
Yeah. Okay, today, going on right now, 8 to 8, is the Snowbird Dressage, Kentucky Dressage Association sanctioned dressage show. Going out. It's in the covered arena, I think, but they'll tell you when you get in there. Next Saturday, the 13th, and Sunday, the 14th, is the beginning of the Snowball Series Mounted Games. It's Mounted Games schooling competition. It's very low-key. You have to have a helmet and, you know, boots and stuff. But it... you compete in all the I know people that just go every so often when it's too mucky to do anything else, and it's a lot of fun. You can call Linda Caudill, 621-2383, or once again, you can always check out, call the horse park. Now, Southern Lights are going. They're up and running, and tonight... they're having live entertainment at 7 o'clock out at the drive-thru. So hopefully the rain will be over and you can see it. If you go to the Horse Park website, somebody went through there on horseback and took movies while they went, or video. And you can check that out, too. Now, Tuesday, next Tuesday and Wednesday at the training center is Christmas celebration for backstretch workers. It's from 10 to 7. I think the best thing for you to do is to go to Kentucky Thoroughbred Farm Managers Club because it's a free Christmas festival for farm employees. That's Tuesday and Wednesday here at the horse park. I mean, here at the training center. on Paris Pike. Barbara Livingston has a new book called Standard Bred Old Friends. Of course, she had old friends, thoroughbreds, and she had more old friends, thoroughbreds. And this you can get, if it's as good as her other two books, it's really a good, it's a keeper. Go to harnessmuseum.com, and they want you to order off there. Janine Edwards of ESPN and ABC will host the 44th Annual Eclipse Awards, presented by Daily Racing, Farm Breeders Cup, and Stronach Group. It'll be her fourth year hosting. She's good because she knows what she's talking about, which isn't all that regular, if you know what I mean. It will be January 17th. It's not kind of late, isn't it? Seems to me it's a little bit late. Today is, what's today's date? There's a Kentucky Hunter Jumper Show this weekend down at Lakeside Arena. If you want to participate or get more information, 489-4885. I think that's it.
All right. Well, Invisor was elected to Racing's Hall of Fame immediately upon becoming eligible. It was an honor richly deserved. Invisor is a proven sire of runners, including a first crop graded stakes winner, and he is standing for a fee of just $4,000 live foal. You look a long time to find his equal standing for such a reasonable fee. He's sang hard-hitting runners at tracks from coast to coast. Graded stakes winner Austin has earned over $331,000. New York stakes winner Invading Humor has earned over $304,000. Expression has earned over $400,000. He goes in another stakes race today in New York. Distorted Beauty is a stakes placed at Belmont, earned over $226,000 now. Saratoga stakes placed 516 has earned over $116,000. Holy Invader, more than $100,000. Photon, more than $300,000. Stakes placed Chachico for over $106,000. And the list just keeps on going. So if you want a runner in your racing stable, read the Hall of Famer Invisor, $4,000 live foal at Shadwell Farm. Inquiries to stallion manager Ken Barnes and see the website at shadwellfarm.com.
Want unlimited access to pedigree reports on more than 2 million foals for a low annual cost? Then BristNet's American Produce Records is for you. Updated in real time and available on demand at BristNet.com/APR and optimized for tablet and mobile. The APR Online is the place for instant access to a wealth of information on North American thoroughbreds dating back more than a century. The annual price, $275. Visit BristNet.com/APR and discover why American Produce Records has been the choice of bloodstock and racing professionals for generations and why new generation is using APR Online.
Well, Paintner won Grade 1 stakes, was brilliant at distances from 5.5 furlongs to a mile and a half, earned over $1,100,000, and was blessed with an intangible will-to-win quality that made him one of the most popular runners of his day. He was a dominant winner of the Grade 1 Haskell Invitational, set all the pace in the classic Belmont Stakes, and took Union Rags right down to the wire. Paintner nearly died following the Haskell, and 11 months later, astounded the racing world with a brilliant return, sprinting 7 furlongs and 121-4 at Hollywood Park, posting a 114 buyer speed figure. And that was the fastest buyer under a mile in 2013. He followed that with two more dead game performances, finishing second in both the Grade 2 San Diego Handicap and in the Grade 1 Awesome Again. Painter is by Awesome Again, winner of the Breeders' Cup Classic, and sire of Breeders' Cup Classic winner Go Sapper, and both are highly successful at stud. Painter's Dam is a full sister to Hall of Famer and top sire Tiz Now. It's a great pedigree. Painter covered 127 mares in his first season at stud this year. Stands for $25,000 doing a full stance of nurses at Windstar Farm. Inquiries to Darren Fox, Sean Tugler, or Kyle Wilson at 859-873-1717. See the website WindstarFarm.com. All right. This is popular. What?
One more announcement.
What?
Sarah McCarthy, Connor's daughter, just broke another record in a swim meet, this time at Bourbon County Y.
Oh.
The breaststroke goes Sarah. Now, she broke two records at the last meet.
And if you'll mention that to Connor McCarthy, he'll give you, when he's trimming your horses, he'll give you a big discount.
Yeah, right. On swimming lessons.
Oh, you're right. All right. All right. The KTA, Kentucky Thoroughbred Association. That's my friend Chauncey Morris over there. has called our attention to the Kentucky bred winners of stakes over the past weekend. I'll get it out in a minute. And the Grade 1 Clark Handicap went to Opportunity. Opportunity bred by Bill Betts, J.G. Stables, Dr. Chuck Kidder, John Betts, and Nancy Robinoff. The Hawthorne Gold Cup, Grade 2 winner, Red Rifle. That's a Giant's Causeway, bred by Twin Creek Farm. And that is Tom and Nancy Clark. That's Twin Creeks, plural farm. Wonder what two creeks those are. Leave the Light On, who won the Grade 2 Remsen. That's a Horse Greeley. This course stands over Claiborne Farm, bred by All Gold Racing, raised over Winchester Farm. The Grade 2 Goldenrod Stakes at Churchill Downs winner went to West Coast Bell, a filly by Tappet, bred by Gary and Mary West Stables. The Demoiselle Grade 2 at Aqueduct winner Condo Commando. It's a two-year-old filly by Tis Wonderful, bred by Spendthrift Farm. The Jimmy Durante Grade 3. Old-fashioned gal won that, won by a neck, I should say a nose, since it's Jimmy Durante, but I won't. John Oxley bred old-fashioned gal. The Grade 3 Comley in New York went to Snowbell, bred by Darley, owned by Darley, another Tappet. The Way to Wild Stakes at Gulfstream Park, Consumer Credit won that. That's a More Than Ready, of course, stands over at Windstar Farm, bred by Stone Street Thoroughbred Holdings. The Hut Hut Stakes in the Gulfstream Park. This is a filly named Money's on Charlotte. And she's a two-year-old, and she is another runner by Mizzen Mass and stands over Judmont Farm, bred by Dr. Oscar Benavides. I'm sorry about that, Oscar. I can handle that. Penn Nationals, Swintara Stakes winner, went to Storming Monarco. Of course, that's by Monarchos, bred by John Oxley. And the Walter J. Kluwer Memorial Stakes out of Turf Paradise went to Storm Power. Another Tis Wonderful, this one bred by Brookfield Stud. So there you have that. I think I've got time to read an article out of... By Mr. Joe Palmer.
On early next week.
Yeah, we're on early next week. Jack keeps shouting at me over there. 8 to 10 next week. This is an article written by Joe Palmer back in the 40s with a byline from Lexington, Kentucky. And the title of this column was This Hellish Jail. Well, many people who want to learn about horses go at it the wrong way. They go to Cornell, where the animal husbandry department is considered very good. The proper thing to do is to sit in one of the four chairs which occupy the corner between the grill room and the elevators at the Lafayette Hotel here, say from 9 to 12 in the morning and in the early evening, and listen. After that, you can go to Cornell and fill in the gaps, and you will know things the rest of the graduating class has not been taught. It is not always certain that these things will be about horses. This department, in search of a refresher course, since the weather was too chilly to bathe in Elkhorn Creek, took up occupancy in one of these chairs next to one occupied by Mr. George Krebeel, who has bred and raced horses with fair success, but is mainly concerned with picking winners at $4.60 for readers of the Detroit News and betting on losing 20-1 shots. "Stay put a minute," said Mr. Krebeel. "I've got something for you." He dashed off and returned presently with a small package, very heavy for its size. It was, said the printing on the top, "Old Forester Jail." The contents, it stated further, were sugar, water, whiskey, citrus pectin, and citric acid. It was, in other words, jellied whiskey, or whiskey jelly, as you care to put it. You eat it on things. At this point, I became convinced for the 22nd time that I had no business sense, a matter which will come as no surprise to my friends. I had discovered, or rather rediscovered, the idea behind this at least 5 years before. And it had been put to commercial use, I could have had enough money to get in really serious trouble. We were having some people in to dinner, and the companion of my joys and sorrows, observing that the meal was fairly heavy, was casting about for a light dessert. The casting was being done in the Bluegrass Cookbook, a volume which deserves a column in itself. This particular copy has lost its cover, some of its pages, and parts of the others, and ordinarily was kept tied up with a string. It contained items like how to make soap, this being some time before social leaders could make money advertising that they washed their faces. But my pet in it was the recipe for bitters. Take 1.5 gallons of fine old whiskey, it began. At publication time, this wasn't much, for Kentucky then had a law that keepers of toll gates, who evidently had a habit of holding up their customers, could not charge more than 12.5 cents for a pint of whiskey. At the moment, a man making bitters would be in for something like $35 before he got to the second ingredient. The recipe extracted this time was for wine jelly. You take unflavored gelatin and dissolve it in water and put it in a bit of lemon juice. Then, in this instance, a bottle of Madeira was dumped in. The whole bit is put in a mold and then in the refrigerator. I pointed out that this would not gel because of the alcohol involved. I should have had more respect for history. It gelled. When it was served, it looked like one of those quivery things which give children extra energy to break windows and to pull the kitty's tail. Our guests took a look at it, and you could see the thought forming in their minds. Jello, by all the saints. But they bit it for politeness, and then manners took a turn for the better. The reasoning was that if wine would gel, anything would, and the idea was kicked about a bit until a neighbor with more initiative came in with a small blob of green material and said, "You've been talking about it, now eat it." It was a stinger, though the wrong creme de menthe was used, and it was gel. I ate it. Hell broke out. A stinger, as I suppose you know, is made of brandy and white creme de menthe. If you order one at a bar, it will be made in a proportion of 2-1, and the bartender will use the cheapest brandy in the house. But if you know this worthy and can persuade him to change the proportion to 6-1 and use good brandy, the result is often remarkable. If you get one after dinner, you'll sip on it for 20 minutes. But if it's jellied and you eat it, with a spoon, it goes down in two. The detonation is more immediate, and when convinced, the most skeptical. A warning should be added. If you try to gel a stinger, it will go into the refrigerator looking as sparkling as an autumn morning, and it will come out looking something like scraped from the bottom of the Missouri River. That's what the citric acid is doing in the old Forrester gel, a dash of lemon juice, and it stays clear. This has been tried with a martini, which was introduced into the dining room at Jamaica. By actual count, 8 people had a spoon in it, and it was pronounced remarkable, if not prodigious. Handy to take to a picnic, one man said. You can see the multifold advantages of this. A lady traveling alone on a train, for instance, is sometimes sensitive about ordering a couple of slugs before breakfast, fearing that a false, or even worse, a true impression may be given to passers-by. But if she were just eating jelly on her biscuit, nobody would pay any particular attention, and she could be stiff as a mink by Philadelphia. It's a small corner, but you're learning it. That's a little Joe Palmer there. Well, did you see that 2-year-old from the first crop of Line of David break his maiden Sunday at Del Mar? Name's Firing Line, and he was bred in Kentucky by Clear Sky Farms, and he's some kind of runner. He whipped a full field of 4.5 lengths under a long hole with youngsters behind him by such sires as Warfront, Indian Charlie, Super Saver, and other solid sires. Firing Line was sold for $65,000 as weaning at Keeneland's November sale. Then he was sold for $150,000 as a yearling at the Phasing Tipton July sales. Then, after working a quarter of a mile in 20-1, he was sold for $240,000 in Keeneland's April 2-year-old in training sale. And he looks like a bargain. He's one of 8 2-year-old winners from Line of David's first crop. 8 others have placed, 2 of them in stakes. Line of David won the grade one $1 million Arkansas Derby. He stands over at Spendthrift Farm. Are you ready for this? He stands for just $2,000 payable when the foal stands and nurses, and he's eligible for Spendthrift's popular breed secure program. Give Des Dempsey or Brian Lyle or Mark Toothacker a call at 859-294-0030 and see the website at SpendthriftFarm.com. Okay, well, winners since last week's show haven't been too many. light racing around here, and Turfway just started up. Let's see, closing in the closed Mountaineer down, of course. And we had a couple of winners down there. Jim Rankin and Jimmy Cargan saddle winners. And then opening day at Turfway, we had two winners, Larry Lay and Oscar Medica, saddle winners from Turfway Park, down at Turfway Park. Jackie mentioned earlier Barbara Livingston's book, new book she's got out. And yeah.
Standardbred old friends.
Yeah. And she had called, put some up on the note on the website one time, and I think I talked about it in an earlier show, trying to identify a picture out of a mare named Miss Toro, by Toro, and the picture was of Sirocco, and I just so happened I knew who Sirocco was. He was a Sweep All out of Miss Toro by Toro. He's a full brother to a real nice filly named Four Winds. And he had won, in addition to the Arlington Classic, he had won the Walden Stakes as a two-year-old. And he was, the picture was taken out at Dixiana when he was getting ready for the Derby. He'd wintered in Kentucky. And it showed him working out in a workout at on the Dixiana training track there. He went on when he finished second in the Derby trial down at Churchill, and then he was fifth in the Derby.
Yeah, those are, I think, from, she bought the Wyatt collection of photos, John Wyatt, from a long time ago.
Yeah. Well, he was out of, as I said, Miss Toro. Miss Toro was out of Miss Jemima. Miss Jemima was foundation mare over Dixiana. She was also the dam of Farstar, who won the Arlington Futurity in 1933, beating Colts. And she won the Debutante Stakes, and her only start as a two-year-old. She ran second in the Kentucky Oaks, and she bowed down, and she bowed. She was by North Star the Third, stood over at Idlehour Farm, Colonel Bradley. He had won the Middle Park Stakes over in England and was imported by Colonel Bradley. Far Star, I remember the mare well. She was a beautiful mare. She was a chestnut mare, but Star, beautiful. And she produced four stakes winners. She Star Award, who won a bunch of stakes, won the Louisville Handicap, New Orleans Handicap, won the Equipoise Mile, the Hawthorne, a Judo, Gross Point Handicap, placed in some more stakes, set a couple of track records out of Keenan, set a new track record also at Hawthorne, going 6 furlongs. Far Star was a dam of Sabian, who was by Star Reward was by Reaping Reward, who was a half-brother to Whirlaway. She was the dam also of Sabian, who was by Chaladon, who stood over at Ira Dryman's farm, Gallagher Farm. He was a good stakes winner. Fleeting Star by Count Fleet won the Churchill Downs Handicap, went second in both the Breeders' Futurity and the Kentucky Jockey Club Stakes, went to stud down in Frankfort, Kentucky. She was a dam of Star Border, who was by Sweep All. He was a tough old horse, won the Washington Park Handicap, placed in a bunch of other stakes, won 17 races. She was also the dam of the Grand Dam of Here's Hoping, who was a good race mare. She was by 8:30, raced for Dixiana, and she was out of Sarah Ann by St. Germans. And Here's Hoping won the Princess Pat and a Tomboy and a Cleopatra Churchill Downs Handicap. And she was, Sarah Ann was the Grand Dam of Sing Along, a Spice Home Colt that won stakes. It was a tough one. Miss Prudence was another good mare out of Miss Jemima. She was the Grand Dam of Safety. Well, she was the Dam of Safety first, who placed in stakes. And she was also the Dam of Little Pris, who was by Sweep All. Very fast filly, but she couldn't go too far. But she was the dam Little Pris produced Brasim, who was the champion sprinter of his year, I think 1950, maybe 1954, I believe it was, or 55, maybe 55. He was by Burnbar, the imported champion from Australia, stood over at Spencer Farm. She was also the dam of Resolved. He, too, was by Burnbar. And a dam of Larrikin by Burnbar. They all three won stake. Grand dam of a filly named Sweet Miss by Candy Spots, who won stakes. Wonderful family, Happy Factor. I remember Happy Factor. She was my benefactor. I took her down to breed to, drove her down. No, that was Garden Party. I took down to breed to Count Fleet. First time I ever saw Count Fleet. Well, it's a family. Have been a very superb female family. I think we're about to run out of time. We've got about a minute now. Something like that. Anyway, it brought back a lot of memories, that family.
And next week.
Next week we're on from 8 to 10. We'll be over at the HPP office. If you want to stop by and see us, do so. And I want to thank you all for listening today. And we will talk to you a little bit earlier, but we will talk to you next week.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.